You are now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you've had a good weekend. It was a good weekend on this side of things. I saw the Elephants play last night at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. A delightful show, and they got two more coming up in support of their upcoming EP, The Endless Arcade. They're going to be playing in Worcester on Saturday, Salem on Monday. Check out their Facebook and various social media outlets for the specifics, and we hope to have them in again real soon. And coming up, well, yeah, we got a lot of great stuff planned, and just a heads up, the schedules have changed, but mine has not. I'm back in this slot for at least another semester, so you're stuck with me, and we can all get along just fine. And there's going to be some new faces on the radio. I know that sounds a bit odd to say, but I'm going to power through it, and you're going to hear some delightful stuff from the bright young sorts coming in here. But anyway, enough of my blathering. Let's have some live Bob Dylan.
Moving, and anyway, I'm not a to now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I love at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
American wedding. Where's the vodka? Where's marinated herring? Where's the musicians that got the taste? Where's the supply that's gonna last 3 days? Where's the band that light fanfare? Gonna keep it going 24 hours. Batching up the chords, everybody's full of cake, staring at the floor. Proper couples start to mumble, then it's time to go. People gotta get up early if they gotta go. Anarchist, make sure that your wedding doesn't end up like this. I understand the culture.
cultures of a different kind. But here word celebration just doesn't come to mind.
That was Gugu Bardello with American Wedding from Super Tarantara. For that, Billy Bragg, New England, and Bob Dylan, the Rolling Thunder Review. It is a live version of It Ain't Me, Babe. And nestled in there was a plea for funds. Although I believe they prefer the term PSA to PSA, because WMFO is passing the hat this year. They would like you to keep us doing what we do, because what we do is entertain you. And we like to do it freeform and all that goodness. So I like what I do. You like what I do, allegedly. So, you know, put your money where your mouth is, even if it's all proverbial. So, that having been said and done, let's get things off to a nice jolly to a nice jolly sound. And by that I mean, here's some Elliott Smith. And that's the Flaming Groovies with Shake Some Action. Before that, the Soft Boys, the Queen of Eyes from the Underwater Moonlight album, an album I was turned on to by one Ryan Young lately of Waltham, Mass. We started off with Elliot Smith, L.A. from the Figure Eight album. And we got to keep zipping along because, you know, it's not like it was during the summer. I got actual human beings coming in before me and after me, so I can't engage you for too long with my witty banter and stinging repartee. So why don't we just keep things simple and go into some Johnny Cash.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Intergalactic planet jumping, planet jumping, intergalactic, 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 another dimension, another dimension, another dimension, another dimension.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around. the name of the kick. It's rock, rock. Super educated. I'm smarter than Spock, Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of foot since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Biz Markie, You Got What I Need from the remarkable Biz Markie. For that, Beastie Boys, Intergalactic, and Johnny Cash, God's Gonna Cut You Down. And we're gonna go right into the legally mandated PSA. And so don't drink and drive PSA. We're going back to our roots today, folks. If you're ever under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now we're gonna keep it zipping along, zipping along. How about some of this? Why don't you?
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong, you and me at the dark end. Thank you.
And that's Blur with the French version of To the End from the special edition of Park Life with backing vocals by Francois Hardy. And before that, David Bowie doing his take on the classic Knock on Wood. That was a Knock on Wood. That was a live single release. And we start off with James Carr with the original and perhaps definitive version of Dark End of the Street, which has also been covered by Percy Sledge and the Flying Burrito Brothers. Fantastic versions in their own right. And now we're going to pump our brakes just a little bit for this last 15 minutes of the show. We're going to take things to a soft and quiet place with Mr. Tom Waits.
I stumbled in the darkness, I'm lost and alone. Though I said I'd go before us and show the way back home. There are a light up ahead, I can't hold on very long. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I always take the long way home. Money's just something you throw off the back of a train. Got a head full of lightning, a hat full of rain. And I know that I said I'd never do it again.
He the child with the golden hair, but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now, as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh. Face the future hopefully, surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no, oh no.
The Dubliners with Scorn Not His Simplicity. That one's going out to a good friend of all of ours. And before that, the Waterboys, Fisherman's Blues, and Tom Waits' Long Way Home from Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. And that'll do it for me here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned because Alex is coming up after me. No, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Alex.
Yeah, Alex and... Yep, Alex is coming up, and he's going to be training Rose in the mysterious ways of the Fellowship of the Radio Station. So stay tuned for that. Should be good, harmless fun, or harmful, depending on what your view is. Anyway, I'm out of here. Please tune in next week. We're here holding on down the same Monday time slot. So yeah, stay kosher, and tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.